Welcome to the Wallet Show Aftercast. Those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. A little catch up here from Friday. Betty Rock, I was texting her because I needed to know about posting something over the weekend. And she did go to Mom and Daddy's house. Now, I had said, she's like, oh, I didn't see your text. I'm at my mom and dad's. I said, okay, well, I appreciate you getting back to me. Thank you very much for the information I needed. And also, tell your mom and dad I said hi. Nothing. Not an emoji, not a GIF, not a thumbs up, just nothing. She just went dead. So did you tell your mom and dad I said hi?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on now.
Honestly, I don't remember.
I told you to say I said hi for a reason. Your mom and dad love me. And so,
It's like a story you tell.
It's true. Her mom and dad love me. Her mom especially.
Like, it feels like something I could just start saying, too. And just, like...
That's true.
You could.
And it would have just as much legitimacy. Yeah.
That's not true at all.
Wally's. Even though I've never met them. But, her parents also... adore me.
Of course they do. Yeah, I'm sure they do. They're great people. But did you not tell them hi?
I mean, I don't remember. I might have.
Okay, because if you didn't, now we're going to have to go over there together today.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We have to drive out to your parents' house like, hey, did she tell you? I'm going to have to find out. Did she tell you hi for me? If she didn't, she's horrible. I figured you'd rather have it from me in person. No.
Not that I don't remember.
Okay.
What would you bring? Danny Ray and, oh my gosh, no, wait.
Robin.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, Robin.
What would you bring? Like if it was something you
brought to
Yeah,
because when you come over to someone's house, you should bring a gift. Yeah. That's a really good question. For Danny Ray, it'd be shotgun shells.
Nice.
You know, just so he can reload. For Robin, like flowers would be a nice touch because she's classy. So I think I would definitely bring some flowers, but then maybe grape soda or Welch's sparkling. Yeah, because they're not going to be drinkers, but I'd bring Welch's sparkling grape juice because I think that'd be fun. And I'd bring new glasses that had their initials on them monogrammed. So they were looking highfalutin, fancy.
Yeah.
They're not really highfalutin people.
I know they're not. But it'd be a chance to step out and have the good china over one time when someone comes over. Yeah. Set that aside. Hey, Dooley's coming over today. Why don't we go ahead and get the good glasses out? Yeah. That's a good idea. What would you bring, Danny Ray, Gavin?
Oh,
what do you think?
Snap. I didn't even.
That's a great question.
I don't know them very well. I maybe would bring them. Can I purchase catfish camp gift cards?
Yeah. Oh, you probably could.
I feel like I would get them a gift card.
You're going to be the new favorite,
Or it's
Gavin.
An envelope that just says cash for catfish.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
In case they don't sell gift cards. Because some places that aren't fancy enough don't have their own gift cards.
Yeah.
Sometimes they write it on the back of a receipt.
If I just brought my own catfish to your parents' house.
Ooh, one of the coolest gift cards I ever got was this place in... Atlanta when I lived there. It was called the Highlands. Everybody's got that area that's super bougie. And this is that. It was all old homes that had been redone. And so it was super bougie and expensive. But there's a place called Highlands Hardware there. And it was a really nice hardware store. But you got gift cards on wood. Their gift card was a really thin piece of laminate wood that it was etched on. You're like, oh, that's super dope.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's a way to set yourself apart.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really great. If you have termites, it's a problem. it was kind of a cool thing.
That is pretty cool.
Have you used a gift card lately for anything, Rock?
Man.
I don't think so, but I don't have any. Christmas time is over.
You don't have any stashed away?
It's not the season, I feel for it.
Yeah, we still have Panera gift cards that we haven't used. We need to go do that. But that means you have to be seen with Gavin and I in public.
Yeah, you've really rejected
that
lately.
And go to Panera.
You're not a Panera fan?
Come on now.
I would have thought you'd like Panera.
It's not bad.
Why do my hairs go so high?
I don't know. It always does.
I know, but I'm really surprised. I would have thought you'd like that because it's remotely more of a healthy option for eating. And you could get a turkey sandwich or whatever with nice bread. I really thought you would have liked that.
I think I've just never found something there that I was just oh my gosh, that's so good.
Yeah,
I've been meh.
I get like the kids' peanut butter and jelly or something like that. Like, I'm not a big fan.
You can get that anywhere.
I know.
Wait, why were you shocked with me? And then you're like, I just get the kids' peanut butter.
Because that's too highfalutin for me. Like, I'd never, if I brought a Panera gift card over to Danny Ray and said, here, sir, I appreciate you. Thank you for creating such a beautiful daughter. Here is a gift card for you as a thank you. And it was Panera. I would hope that he would grab me by my shirt, throw me off the porch, and then proceed to pepper my tailgate of my truck with shotgun shells.
With the shotgun shells you brought over.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he would be well within his right to do so.
And he probably would.
Yeah, I think he would too.
He'd grab your flowery shirt.
Yes, he would. Yeah, I look like I'm going to Easter service today.
You do. You do every day.
I think I'm going to wear this for Easter. And I even have green shoes, so it looks like I'm wearing like Easter eggs on my feet.
But the green, there's no green on your shirt, which is an interesting.
There's no green in here? No, that's a lie. That's green there. Like,
all
that has
I see
to be.
Is yellow and blue.
No, that's a leaf. That has to be green.
Yeah, Gavin, look at it. You're colorblind.
There's green all over this thing. Look at this. That's got to be green.
Look at it. Just yeah. Look at it.
She's insane.
Is it? Yeah. Like, it must be a very light green.
No, it's green. It's like foliage.
I mean, it looks over here brown, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's such a detailed pattern that I can see why, like, it's hard to see. I can't see it from here.
I see it, and I'm colorblind. So
good for you.
All right, well, let's get into that was a rabbit trail of stream of consciousness there for me.
That was Danny Ray centric stuff.
Yeah, it was. It's good stuff though. Let's get into some of the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. TSA is trying to be funny. They're like, you might not be nuts about it, like in a tweet, but TSA considers your PB your peanut butter a liquid, and so they had done, like, I guess people were really upset about this because there was somebody on Twitter that conducted an experiment where they attempted to take a jar of peanut butter through the airport security, and it was not allowed. And the reason they said was it was a liquid, and people were like, peanut butter's not a liquid. But then TSA got all kitschy, and they're like, remember back to high school science class? And they tweeted about it, and it was like, you know, if it takes the shape of the container and it can move and flow, then it's technically a liquid.
Yep.
And so they won on that one. So it's TSA won.
Well, and ultimately, their purpose is to keep us safe. So if keeping the peanut butter away keeps us safe, then that's what matters most.
If what they were doing, like, I mean, I guess you could make the argument, well, we haven't had another terror attack. So I guess you could make the thing of saying, yeah, it's working. But then I could also walk around here with bear spray and be like, hey, there's no bears getting us. Like, well, there aren't any bears here, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, so you're like, is it really, really doing what it's designed to do and keep us safe, or is it just the appearance or the illusion of safety?
But at the end of the day, like, who cares if, you know, if you get to bring your peanut butter on board or not?
I do.
I mean, you need, like, peanut butter.
I need freedom. It's not peanut butter.
See,
I need freedom.
Ridiculous.
I need freedom.
No, it's peanut butter. No. You're fine.
I, after 9/11, because I'm a very principled person. Like, that, the principle of something matters to me.
That's I know. Very true.
And I'm very passionate about it. So yep. I worked at Disneyland. I worked for Radio Disney, and 9/11 happened. And at Disneyland, they started a thing where all the employees going in. Now, when you go to Disney, all your bags are checked and everything like that. They do have this new technology that you just walk. They say, just walk, and it scans you and scans your bag, everything. They don't have to go through it pocket by pocket anymore.
Ooh,
it's
they
pretty
need
cool.
That at TSA.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, why don't we?
I don't know. It's like, I mean, if Disney can do it, and the only, it's funny because, like, there are different things that set, you know, things off at TSA, like gummy bears looks like C4, so you can't take gummy bears. You have to pull those out. On this Disney World thing, if you have a glasses case, for whatever reason, that reads wrong, and so they tell you to carry your glasses case out in front of you, and then you're fine. But I do remember after 9/11, we had to go in, and then we had to have our bag searched. So every employee had to have their bag searched. And so I went in and was going through it one day, and the guy, like, unzipped one of the zippers and, like, kind of halfway looked in it, and then, you know, was like, okay, have a good day or whatever. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, we're going through the inconvenience of this. Let's do it right. Like the whole idea is you're supposed to be protecting us and keeping anything bad from getting into the park. So you look in one zipper. I said, if you're going to do it right. Go through it all. Like, I had the guy go through every zipper in my bag. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the people behind me hated me. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, but again, it's again, you're doing something for the illusion of safety, right, not for the actual purpose of it. And so right, it made me mad. And I made him go through my whole bag. And he went through my whole bag like every day after that. So like after the principal had worn off about like a week later, I was like, why did I do that? You're an idiot, man. And so like my bag got searched so and I think he told his friends, yeah, and my bag got searched so much. I stopped bringing a bag after a while. It was just easier. And then the cavity searches, good Lord.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Tell us. But again, like I'm really like, so like if what they are doing is really accomplishing that, then fine. Like it's, yeah. But like the difference, like I had my hair gel got taken away at one airport, but not at another. Mm-hmm. You know, like I had already flown.
Right.
It was 5 ounces. I thought we could take more ounces on now. I thought that had changed. Mm-hmm. And it was even halfway gone. So it would have been under. So one airport, no big deal. The next one's like the guy was being like kind of rude about it, actually. And I'm like, well, I got it from, I mean, I brought it. It's less than, and well, it says 5 ounces. I'm like, well, it's obviously it's like almost gone. And the other airport didn't have a problem, you know? And so I'm mm-hmm. like, I said, that's the frustration in this. And yeah, I was being really cool. I'm like, well, I get it. Throw it away. It's fine. this hair is going to look horrible tomorrow, but whatever.
Well, I mean,
I dealt with it.
It's every other day, right?
Yeah,
you're a trooper.
But I do get what you're saying, because if we're going to have rules, they should be, feels like they should be mandatory everywhere.
Right.
It's the same with passwords. Like the other day I had to sign up for another account on something, and I used the password that I'm now using for a lot
everything,
of things.
Everything, yeah.
But because of what this website, no, because this website, I put it in and it goes, you can't have spaces.
Mm.
Well, now I won't remember.
Oh, right. Yeah, because she uses a sentence for one of hers.
But now I won't remember my password for that website because they don't allow spaces. So I had to figure out something else.
Yeah,
you could just write it down.
Like,
No.
That's
wasn't
not
that what you said you wanted to
do? That's the principle. The principle of it.
You said you wanted us to hold you accountable for password related things, though. So
yeah, but not for stupid, ridiculous things.
There it is. That's what I went through at Disney.
The principle.
Exactly. PETA is upset with the Lord of the Rings. Are you still watching that Amazon Lord of the Rings, Gavin?
Yeah, they finished the first season.
So you watch the whole thing?
Okay. Yeah, every second.
I guess a horse died from cardiac arrest on the set.
Aww.
And so PETA is calling for the show to stop exploiting horses and use CGI ones as well. Like instead. Like, I mean, okay. Was that horse exploited or like, hey man, like, bad things happen, like sometimes people, it's animals, like
people
like,
die, horses die.
Yeah, like that horses? Football player had a heart attack.
That horse is the Damar Hamlin of the horse acting business.
But do horses like are they born with heart issues?
No, but they get worked. Like they do get worked. Like they are athletic animals, right, and they get put
and
to
if,
work.
If the cardiac problems started because they worked it too hard and never gave it a break, then PETA has a point.
Yeah, but I would seriously doubt that. If you've ever been on a set of a movie where animals are involved, like it's regulated. Mm-hmm. Like children and animals, like they are regulated and they do protect them, you know.
And they normally don't use company, like those horses come from a company and it's not like they usually are attached to a company that's just like, just get the whatever the cheapest horse you can find. Like they have employees from that company that care deeply about
their
animals.
Yeah, because they make them money, you know, like it's just, again, it's one of those things where PETA just, instead of looking at the whole thing, you know, and saying, hey, you know, like, how did this horse die? Was there anything that could have been prevented? Could we change some things? They're like, nope, just stop doing it and use CGI. And like, okay, thank
you.
You're
assuming a lot.
That would be
terrible. That's all, but it's all right.
No,
I
will, it's not. Yeah.
I will say that like recently I was scrolling through the internet and I found this like, oh, like scientists have used lab rats to do blah, 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 blah. And there were pictures of the white lab rats and their eyes are all like red.
Yeah.
And just for like a moment, my heart, I was like, oh my gosh, that that's just like an that's an animal. Like that is sad that they that's their life. That's all they do because we do structure animals into certain like if you know like if you did anything to my dog or anyone does anything to a dog, people are going to get super upset. Sure. But if we experiment on rats, the general public is usually like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. We can put that in the back of our heads a little better.
Yeah, the animal experimentation. It gets really murky, like when you start getting into primates and things like that, and people do get upset about that, and they make the case that we could do the same experiments differently, and I actually get that. Like, there's no reason to hurt an animal. Yeah. Like, if it was for like life saving stuff, like for humans, like okay, we're developing a polio vaccine back in the day or whatever. But when it's for like cosmetics, you're like, that one's harder.
Well, they make so many cosmetics now that it says that it was
animal free.
Like no animal cruelty or
seems like we could find ways to do it without them
on that kind of stuff. Yeah. I just like, but again, animals are definitely in a different category, but PETA doesn't put those in a different category. I think PETA puts animal lives above human lives, honestly. Oh, yeah. You know, like, and so if you have, you know, we raise food all the time. Cattle. We raise cattle just to eat. We raise fish to eat.
True.
We raise all these other things purely to eat.
We stick chickens in these insanely tiny pens.
And I know. I don't want to think about that because I want Chick-fil-A today.
I do too.
So let's not talk about that right now. But yeah, I mean,
but Chick-fil-A, they do buy. We did research on this. They do buy from farmers that they're cage free and
and that they know the names of each of the chickens. Like there's Larry. So you're
Larry.
Eating Larry. Larry.
Larry the third.
Yeah, Larry wanted to be a optometrist, but it turns out didn't go his way.
Is that the Lord had another calling for
exactly. Oh man. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, we don't typically talk about country music, but we are going to today.
Sweet.
And I think many people would say the hot topics when it comes to writing a country song are your mama.
Yep.
Beer.
Yeah.
Trucks.
Oh, yeah.
And another is your dog.
And they're absolutely all usually in the same song. Like it's usually something you list off.
Oh, and
in
cut off jeans. I forgot about that.
If it's bro country too. Some of the bro country stuff, like Luke Bryan.
I can't. How did Luke Bryan even get to he is?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They say he's a nice guy, but.
Well, anyways, I found this list of the best country songs written about dogs.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, great.
So I pulled a few of those. There's five of them. So we're going to start with Billy Currington, Like My Dog. I had never heard this song, but it's okay.
I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
I like Billy Currington.
When I come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looks at me like he might hate me. I want you to love me like my dog.
That's
funny.
That's a good song.
His best song is that, and Turnip Greens, that
one.
Oh,
yeah, that's what he's mainly known for.
Sweet Tea and Turnip Greens.
Yeah. Now, so that one was about him talking to a woman saying, hey, I want you to love me like my dog does. Well, Blake Shelton's Old Red
is
a classic, and it's about a hunting dog that works for
the warden
of a jail, and Blake Shelton is the prisoner, and Old Red is out to get him.
Come on, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Little heavy treat for the morning come.
Yeah, but there's a twist in that he uses Old Red to get free.
Yeah, but you got to listen to the song to
find out.
Yeah,
I don't want
to
ruin it. Yeah,
love got me in
and love got me out.
Now, what country list would it be, country music list would it be without Dolly Parton? She made the list with one called Cracker Jack.
Oh, I'd forgotten this song.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Cracker Jack, the best friend. He was love and understanding. That was Cracker Jack.
That's so bad. But yeah, that one's bad.
That'll bring a tear to a glass eye.
Yeah.
That's so good. This is one that I actually added. It wasn't on the list, but maybe because it's so new, I don't know. It was by Chris Stapleton, who sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has a song called Maggie's Song, and it's about him finding a little pup abandoned in the parking lot of a grocery store and how Maggie was the best.
Run, Maggie, run, with the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run, be just as free as you are.
And I'm trying to think too. Only in Cracker Jack and Maggie's Song, those dogs die in the song.
Like Cracker Jack dies, and
yeah, she talks about how. Well, it's not like horrible. She's just like saying, as I grew older, like Cracker Jack did too.
And oh, now so, I'm sad.
Yeah,
And that was the same for Maggie.
Oh.
Now we're gonna go to the number one hit. This is a classic. If you ask anyone who knows anything about country music, what's the best song about a dog? They're gonna say Pirates of the Mississippi, Feed Jake.
Really? I don't know.
Back in the 80s.
We're probably going to recognize it.
It was back in the 80s, and it's about a man who's talking about, if something happens to me, I want you to make sure that you feed Jake because he's been the best friend that I've ever had. And it's just precious.
Feed Jake. He's been a good dog. My best friend. Right through it all. If I die before I wake.
Oh, Feed Jake. I don't remember that song.
No, I don't either.
I remember the music video and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
There are so many country songs that I hate myself for liking because I know they're so pandering, and especially like the America stuff. You're like, you're tearing up and like, am I tearing up at this?
Right.
It's so bad. Like, so overt and just, But I do love
What's the worst one you like?
I can tell you one that grew on me.
American Man by Trace Adkins.
American Man. I don't know that.
I don't
He's an American. American Soldier, sorry.
Oh,
he's
that's
an American.
Toby Keith.
Yes, thank you. I got it all wrong. Thank you. Yes. That is Toby Keith.
That's Toby Keith.
He's an American soldier.
Yeah, that one's pretty rough.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked recently about, and I don't like it, Blake Shelton's Austin. That one's one of the worst. A lot of Florida, Georgia Line, can't stand. Carrie Underwood, personally, I can't stand.
Not a fan, huh?
I don't really know what she is. She never really found, to me, there was never really, who is she? Like, there wasn't a...
Like, in terms of, like country like slash pop identity?
Really? Right, Like, I just never could figure her out. Now, I love that she's Christian. I love that she's clean. Like, I'm all about that. It's just, with her music, I'm just like...
Well, like, for a while, like, I mean, like, 5 out of 8 songs were all about being done wrong and killing
Before
the guy. Like, you're like, wow. That's okay.
You know who I miss is... now I can't think of their name. Sugar Hill? Is that? No, that wasn't.
Oh, Sugarland.
Sugarland.
Oh, with Jennifer Nettles?
Yes.
And she had such a twang.
I loved it too.
Yeah.
But she.
Stuck on you. Stuck like glue.
You and me together, we're stuck like glue. But she introduced Beyonce at some kind of event. But it was so funny because she goes, and here's my friend, Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
She is
She's twang-y, so good.
Man.
She's so good.
But I like it.
But I'm telling you, if you compare 2020 like country to 1990 or 1980, there's no comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah.
It went more pop.
Oh, for sure.
It's great.
And then you have Taylor Swift, who was doing kind of pop country and then finally just pulled the trigger and went all pop.
Yeah. Now, the only person I would say that is actually current, well, I like Chris Stapleton.
I love Chris Stapleton.
But another one that I really like that's current is Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah.
I like her music.
Yeah.
And I'm really not, I don't really dislike Eric Church either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like him.
I like Thomas
Dirk Bentley. I still like him.
Who?
Thomas Rhett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's more on, like, the simple music. Like, I feel like a lot of his songs are very, like, simple country.
Yeah.
And he'll probably, like, edge towards, like, bro country just, like, a smidge. But he, like, doesn't have, like, this crazy range for his voice. And I feel like that, to me, has some... like male country singers, mm-hmm. I feel like the like classics don't have like a massive range.
Right. Yeah, they don't need it. George Strait didn't need a big range.
You stick into the you live into the country, whereas right. nowadays I think country bros try to live above country.
Mm. Well, like true, the rap country stuff.
Oh, that's garbage.
That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like those songs were like, oh, come on, man.
It's like it's good enough on its own. We don't need to become something else.
Yeah. And
you don't see rap people doing that. They're not becoming something else.
Lil Nas X, but.
Oh, that's true.
That guy is something else.
Yeah, that is something else for sure. All right, you got any birthdays, Lady Rock?
I do. Let me pull them up. We've got Kim who wants to wish her husband Pete a happy belated birthday. She got it on time. We did not. It was on the 25th. It was on Saturday, so we weren't here.
Gotcha.
But she said, Pete loves dad jokes. He is an amazing husband and dad of four kids.
Nice.
We got mom, dad, and a big brother want to wish Jenny a happy birthday. Jenny is turning 4. She turned 4 on Saturday and is very sweet. She loves Encanto, Pokemon, and shopping. And then Julie wants to wish her husband, Brent, a happy birthday. That was on Sunday. Said, we live in California, and he's been listening via podcast for forever. So that's awesome.
Nice.
I have some good questions, but I think I'm going to go with this one.
Okay, I'm going to go with the bad one.
I'm going to save the other ones for later.
Okay.
If you had to choose a special gift like those at Encanto, which one would you choose and why?
Well, I learned my lesson from the Bible. Pick wisdom. Like anytime anyone asks you what you're going to have, Solomon picked wisdom.
It paid
off for him, with the exception of having like 1,000 wives, because that isn't smart. but like he picked wisdom, and that would help you do all the other things in life well. And I think, that's pretty good.
That is good.
That was so good.
That's a lot better than mine, because I was going to say everything I touch turns into money.
Oh, that's shallow.
That's biblical.
Yeah. And the wisdom part of me would say that seems like it's going to make you happy, but darling, it's not going to.
Yeah,
you're
but
still
we
gonna
also
be empty
know,
inside like a little vase.
We
like
also a little... know that if it really came down to it and you actually were given the choice, you wouldn't choose wisdom. You wouldn't have enough self-control to choose wisdom.
Oh, no. I would choose like the Midas touch, like make everything gold. Yeah. Yeah, for sure, like you. Yeah, you and I are cut from the same cloth. Gavin?
I'd go down the route of, like, know every language. And, like, I don't go through my week interacting with a bunch of people that don't speak English.
Right.
But I feel like I've just been feeling that lately, that I wish I'd stuck with Spanish when I was younger, in terms of just getting some base level stuff down.
It's so weird. Like, we just got back from Africa a few weeks ago, but it's so fun when you know a little bit of a language. Like, I know a little bit of Spanish, but when someone is talking to you in, say, Swahili, and you know two words in Swahili, and you know they don't know English, for some reason, I go to Spanish, like, and I'll be like, ¿Dónde está? I have no idea what. Yeah,
it's
I'm hoping that
close.
Somehow that makes more sense to them than English did. Yeah, and like, con permiso, like, excuse me, like, no,
is
you're
that
an
what
idiot.
Excuse me is?
Yeah, well, con permiso means like with your permission or with pardon. So that's what you can say, pardon, like if you're just walking by somebody. But if you say con permiso, it's more of an intentional,
more personal.
Yeah, like I'm asking you to give me the excuse or the way here. It's more.
What does con permiso mean?
Con permiso, like
is it
with
con?
C-O-N. C-O-N. Permiso.
You typed in like compromise, like compromise.
Oh no, con permiso. It's like two different words.
It might be two words. Like cone,
it is two words.
Like cone is one word.
Cone is with. That means with. Permiso is like with your permission, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, with promise.
With promise.
With promise, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, I love that Betty Rock has turned it into a new sport of just fact-checking everything I say.
Because you have to admit, you talk like you know everything.
There are also some words
and
that you throw out.
You don't.
That I've never
heard. So compromiso is commitment.
Compromiso. Okay, sure. I didn't know that. But
I would think it was compromise. But.
Yeah, I would have thought that too. That is the nice thing about Spanish is a lot of it does it's kind so of similar off. To English, so you could get through more places knowing a little bit of Spanish than you could like in Africa not knowing Swahili. Like it's a beautiful language, but
I feel like if you
I know
just,
four words.
If you just go like United States and you just go south, like I feel like you've got a really large part of the world that you probably can like exist in, whether it's like Mexico, Central America, South America.
Being able
to know some Spanish seems like it would be very good for this part of the planet.
I thought at one time, like, when you're young, you can really pick up on languages. When you're older, you just like, why
your
am I doing
so
this?
Set in
yeah,
its ways.
And
you
like,
go to Spanish for every language.
Yeah, exactly. So I had thought probably 5 years ago, you know, I like, oh, I'd like to learn a new language, and I'm like, I'm just not gonna do that. Oh, you know what? I'll learn sign language. I think that's fascinating to
me.
Oh,
it is. Like, I would love to.
No, I can't do anything. Okay. I like looked at it and I went, I was like, this is so much harder than I thought.
It really
like
is.
I thought it was gonna be a lot easier, like
it's
just
not.
Sign for bird, you know, like this would be easy. No, it's not.
Because you have to sit down and like learn the letters.
Yeah.
That's like where you would start, and that's obviously and 26 letters yeah. that you have to figure out yeah. how to do specific
and spell everything,
for.
Which I can't spell, so that's not gonna be helpful. But then I did learn that people will do their own signs for different things, like that they know, like in their group, like they'll make a sign, like say wiping your forehead means roller skate or something, like like because you could never have enough, you could never do enough signs to cover everything in this world that we see, like speaker. I have no idea, like how would you do that,
like,
you know?
Who's the one who comes up with like they find the new, you know, arachnid in Australia,
right?
Someone has to go like, oh, it's a new spider, I gotta put my thumb this degree now instead of this.
I think it was interesting that people like they basically like shorthand, like they have their own shorthand for a phrase, even, you know,
right.
Like
it's kind of like what they do in the court,
yeah, exactly,
where they have that little
stenographers,
yeah. And I mean, I've watched a video on that, and they have shorthand for everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, and so that was one thing that I learned was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But yeah, I guess if I could go back, that's two things I would love to go back, and I'd love to learn another language, and I'd pay attention in geography because I love to travel so much. Like I'm supposed to be going to Europe in August. Mm-hmm. My wife booked this cruise, and we're going to Copenhagen to start off with, and I guess it's in Denmark, apparently. And if you were to ask me to pick out Denmark on a map, I could not do it.
You couldn't tell us where Alaska is.
Yeah. I have no idea where we're going. Like, I know that I'm going to get from point A to point B, and then you're going to put me on a boat, and I'm going to show up in Germany and some other places.
In fairness,
and I don't know how they're all connected.
In fairness, I think Europe is similar to, like, the northeast of America, where you start to get into like all those, like it's a, you know, it's like the tiniest part of our map, but
and
it's
they
still
all touch.
It's still its own state, and you're like, why can't you guys all just be one
right
big like northeast? Why can't you all just be New York?
Right.
Texas
New
figured
York
it
would
out.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, so I have no idea the places that we're going, and that's my first thing I do when I get on a plane is I look in the travel map at the back of the seat pocket, and I look and see where I'm going and where like this plane's flying to, and oh, that's crazy that Tel Aviv is there.
How far of a drive is that? I mean, flight is that?
I fly from here to Chicago, and then Chicago there direct, and so I think it's 9 hours to there, and so hour and a half or so, and so it'll be like 11 hours of flying probably.
Okay,
so it'll be worth it.
Yeah,
cool.
It's a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it. Like, my wife and I decided to, we're like, you know, as we get older and stuff like that, there will be a time, like, because my parents did this. My parents traveled a lot at the end of their lives before my dad got sick, and I'm so glad they did. Like, I mean, who cares if they had anything left over for us? I don't care. Like, I was so happy that they got that time together in those moments, especially as he got sick, and then they wouldn't be able to travel, you know? And so I think Marty and I, like, this is for our anniversary that we're doing. And it's kind of like we decided, we're like, yeah, instead of buying each other stuff, we'd rather just do memories and go on trips that we're going to always, you know, remember. And,
right.
And I think that's money well spent, personally.
For sure.
So that's what we're doing. But anyway, all right, that's going to do it for your Aftercast. And as always, we thank you for being a potty.